Today, we're headed to Pittsburgh, PA, and the National League Central. We're visiting one of the jewels of Major League Baseball, as many people have this park at the top of their ballpark rankings. It's PNC Park, home of the Pittsburgh Pirates, on this episode of Ballpark Road Trip. Is Ballpark Road Trip. If you're listening to this podcast, you like ballparks, or you're planning on visiting a ballpark sometime in the future. Well, you've come to the right place. Here on the show, we will be traveling around to each major league city, talking to locals who know their home ballparks inside and out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ballpark Road Trip. I'm your host, Jacob Russell Snyder, and this is episode 10. We are about a third of the way done. Today, we're talking about PNC Park, and like I said, this is not only a personal favorite, but it's often regarded as one of the best parks in all of baseball. You know, I don't know if I've really talked rankings before. I mean, I've mentioned that Oracle Park is probably my favorite, local bias aside. But if I had to go for a top 10, well, I'd probably go for a top 8, because I think there are 8 great ballparks out there that really impressed me, and then another 15 or so that I really enjoyed, and then a few that are just fine. But luckily, since I grew up an A's fan and have a lot of great memories at the Coliseum, I don't really think there are any awful ballparks. But anyway, if I had to rank, here's what it would be. Number 1, Oracle Park. Nothing better than waterfront property being able to hit a home run into the bay. Number 2, Wrigley Field. It's like you're stepping back in time. The ivy, the bleachers, the neighborhood, fantastic. Number 3, this week's park, PNC Park. Again, waterfront property, that river, the skyline, one of the best views in all of baseball. Number 4, Camden Yards, the park that started it all. I have loved the retro movement, if you will, in baseball, and I love the warehouse. I love the brick. I love the arches. Everything about Camden is exactly what I want from a ballpark. Number 5, Petco Park. This one has really grown on me, and I think it's grown on a lot of people. I first went to Petco Park and thought it was pretty cool, but now it is so interesting, so different, and such a great atmosphere for a baseball game. Number 6, Fenway Park. Yes, another one of those museums. You go back in time when you go through the turnstiles. The Green Monster is great. The atmosphere is fantastic. It's a little below Wrigley just because I feel like it's not as comfortable. And, you know, Boston fans. But number 7, Truist Park in Atlanta. I went to Truist Park with a chip on my shoulder. I did not expect to like Truist at all. But I really did enjoy it. I love facades and the outsides of stadiums. And even though this doesn't have a very interesting facade, I thought that all the amenities, the views were fantastic. A great modern park. And number 8, another surprise, Target Field in Minnesota. I went to Minnesota a while ago and so many great social spaces to hang out in, places to have a drink, watch the game, stand, get out of the cold if it's snowing. It was great weather when I was there, but from what I hear, it gets cold in Minnesota. So that's my top 8. No dome in my top 8. I don't know if I have a dome or a retractable roof in my top 10, but yeah, those are my 8. So let's talk about number 3 on my list.
PNC Park.
2 of the top 3 on my list share the same attribute that skyrockets them to the top. We're talking waterfront location. PNC is located right on the banks of the Allegheny River, one of the 3 rivers running through the city that gave the Pirates' old home, Three River Stadium, its name. The ballpark opened in 2001 at a cost of about $216 million. That would be about $357 million in today's dollars. But its waterfront location gives you a fantastic view of the Pittsburgh skyline and the famous Roberto Clemente Bridge. The intimate ballpark seats only around 38,000 and only has two main decks. Fans can walk around the entire main concourse of the stadium without losing sight of the field or the Pittsburgh skyline. There are sections of bleachers in left field and in right field on top of a 21-foot fence in honor of the Pirates' great Roberto Clemente. So I visited PNC Park for the first time 2 years after it opened, in 2003. As I've mentioned, I was moving from LA to New York City, and I had already hit four other ballparks. This was number five. I was coming in from Cincinnati, driving into Pittsburgh that day for a night game. And the thing I remember the most was on my way to Pittsburgh, and I'll never forget this, coming into town on Highway 376. And if you're unfamiliar, you're driving along this highway with trees and mountains or hills and whatnot around you. And then you go through this tunnel. When you come out, bam, there's Pittsburgh right in front of you. You immediately cross this yellow bridge, and you can already tell which ballpark you're going to see. So I've been to two games at PNC Park. For that first game, I parked in a lot downtown and walked across the Roberto Clemente Bridge. That's kind of like what you have to do. That's what I had heard is the way to go about it. So I parked on the other side of the river and walked across the park. Now, before going into the park, I definitely spent some time walking around the outside, looking at the statues of famous pirates like Clemente, Honus Wagner, Bill Mazeroski, and Willie Stargell. I also enjoyed seeing the limestone exterior of the park around home plate. A lot of these new modern ballparks are red brick, and I love the red brick, but the limestone, which is more native to the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area and all the exposed steel from that Pittsburgh steel, it really makes for a nice outside facade to the ballpark. I didn't really get to explore the city much. I came in right before the game, and I spent the night, and I left the next day. So I'll have to spend a couple days next time I'm here to go look around. I have some baseball-themed activities that I would like to do the next time. Maybe I'll tell you about those later. But while I was there, after the game, my parents' friend's brother took me up to the top of some peak to watch post-game fireworks. I don't remember where that was. Maybe our guest will be able to help me. Our guest today is Zach Tucker, a longtime Pirates fan, recent college graduate, and more. What do you do, Zach?
It's more like a part-time gig, but I am in the Pittsburgh Steelers drumline.
Oh, are you?
So I get to play cymbals for every Steelers home game and watch the games from field level.
Wow. Because I don't know much about Steelers football. I know, college football was the same kind of thing. You guys have a band? Have a band
it's
that
just
plays
drums.
In the stadium?
It's only the drums, line. Though.
Oh, nice.
So no trumpets, saxophones, tuba, trombone. It's just 27 drummers.
Just some rhythm, giving you some rhythm there. That's nice, though. That's so much fun. Well, congratulations. That's a pretty cool gig. Well, since you're here to talk to me about baseball, how long have you been going to Pirates games?
I don't know how many games I attended at Three River Stadium, but I know I went to at least one because my parents did take me to the last ever game at Three River Stadium, or at least, last Pirates game. And they also took me to the very first regular season game at PNC Park.
So you go to games now. Are you a season ticket holder, or do you get your tickets game by game?
I kind of do a package in the middle, at least like the past couple years since COVID, they've done what's called a ballpark pass.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you subscribe per month. I think it's like $35 a month. And then you get a standing room only ticket for every single home game of the calendar month. And you can pay extra money if you want an assigned seat. And I'm normally fine with standing room only. I've been to that stadium enough that I'll just you know, pick somewhere that's pretty open for the day and just, here's where I'm going to enjoy today's game.
Yeah. And you found that ballpark pass to be pretty advantageous. You've liked that. Because they had that in Oakland as well. That's where my home ballpark is, the Coliseum. And they did that a couple years before the pandemic. And I loved it. And then they just stopped doing it. But were you liking that program?
I think I remember seeing that at the Coliseum. But, like, I know that Cleveland does it. I know that the Diamondbacks are advertising instead of the per month. It's the entire season this year where you just get standing room only for every single game, like a flat rate.
I like that.
So
think it's great.
It does seem like, you know, I mean, I don't follow as many teams' programs, especially when, like, I'm traveling. I'm not interested in, like, multi-game plans.
So for those people who are coming into town and aren't going to do a multi-game thing, how would you recommend getting tickets for a Pirates game? Is it better to go through the team or secondary market?
It might depend on what game you're looking at. There are two things I like to recommend. One of them would be just, you look at like a secondary market thing. The one I commonly use for like, you know, concerts or other ones is I like to check TickPick.
Okay.
But also the Pirates do have certain fan values that are pretty good. You can do like, you know, the family group pack. They have a ticket package that includes like, prepaid concessions that you could either use at the concessions or the merchandise store.
Oh, nice.
They advertise it as like, you know, your first beer is on us because it's about the price of a beer.
Yeah. Cool.
There's a senior discount, military discount. My personal favorite, though, is there's one called Giant Eagle Loyalty Loyalty Card Discount. So for the Giant Eagle Loyalty Card Discount, Giant Eagle is a grocery store chain in the Pittsburgh area. And for that discount, you actually don't even need the loyalty card. So if you just go to their website and say, I want to use this discount, it'll say, okay, you get the discount.
I'm assuming that Pirates games, you know, aside from, you know, any kind of rivals or, you know, maybe Dodgers or if the Yankees interleague come in or something like that. I'm assuming it's not too difficult to get tickets to Pirates games these days.
Especially for the weeknights, you'll have no issue getting cheap tickets. For certain weekends, there are more popular days. Like the past few Julys, when they host the Phillies, that'll get really popular. And there's always some good promotions then. Another one that the fans love is there's like a luau weekend in July. So like Friday night might be promotional bucket hat. Saturday night is the Hawaiian shirt day. And those are ones where, you know, people are lining up. Like I went to Hawaiian shirt day last year. I lined up 45 minutes before first pitch and they still ran out of Hawaiian shirts by the time I got to the gate.
So, you know, it's an intimate ballpark, only a couple of decks, but where would you suggest people sit if they are coming? Where are some good places to sit in the ballpark?
The 200 level is the club level, and the only way you can get into the 200 level is with a 200 level ticket. So that's probably where I sit the least, especially like with the standing room only. I don't need the super amenities. I'm a recent college graduate, you know, still like, you know, looking for a house in the housing market. I'm cool with just the cheaper tickets. And if you're like super close in like the less than the 100 level, it's like the single and double digit areas. They're going to ask to see your ticket there. But like if you're 20 rows back in the 100 level, as long as nobody's, you know, sitting there, you're fine. I've never really had anybody give me much of a problem.
Okay. But if people aren't into moving down, where and they wanted to like just have their ticket and sit there, where would you say besides, you know, front row behind home plate, where else are the good views in the park?
So one thing I do love about this is I believe it's like 88 or 89 feet, but the last row of the upper deck is still less than 90 feet from ground level. So whenever people talk about being so high up in the peanut heaven seats, you're still not really that high up in Pittsburgh. You're still going to be pretty low, even if you're at the top of where you can go in Pittsburgh. And I always recommend the third base side, especially for visitors. Part of what I like about PNC Park is the skyline in the background. Part of the natural beauty of that is you have the river, the Clemente Bridge, the skyscrapers in the background, and it just gives you a better view of the city when you're like directly across from it. Not that you'd have a bad view on the first base side, but like then you'd have to turn your head to the right to see it.
Yeah, you're facing directly at the river.
Yeah, like right field, you're facing the totally opposite direction.
Right.
But also in right field, they have that, here's where you're walking right next to the river. And it's pretty cool to, hey, stadium on one side, river on the other. I also like to recommend the upper deck for visitors because it's easier to see the water of the river when you're in the upper deck. You kind of get that elevation to get your eyesight over there where you can see boats going by at random times. There's the cruise liners, the Gateway Clipper fleet that'll often honk whenever they go by and people are on top waving and waving back and forth. That would be maybe like sections 316, 317, 18, 19, all the way down to like 327, 328 kind of area.
The thing that I notice always in the outfield, in left field, is that big spiral kind of like walkway. And I sometimes see people standing up there. Have you ever stood up and watched from up there with your standing room only seats?
Yes. So the official term for that that the Pirates call is the rotunda.
Okay.
They have one of those at home plate as well, but that's more so for just people movement rather than actual watching the game there. It's a spiral ramp, and the most notable one is game three of the 2013 National League Division Series. It was a playoff game there. I hosted the St. Louis Cardinals, and that's where I ended up watching the game.
Oh, great.
I think I was at the top rung of it, but especially for like, you know, a playoff game or like the All-Star game, those are pretty good spots.
Yeah.
They also added some new standing room only areas this, like maybe two seasons ago, maybe. But it was recent. It was after COVID. One of my favorites there is they have standing room only drink rails and a bar for anybody who goes to the stadium right by the bullpens in center field.
Oh, cool.
So you can be right behind the players warming up, watching them. And there used to be an awkward ramp there and a wall that like you couldn't really see in, couldn't really, you know, walk by it. It was just awkward. And they moved the ramp somewhere else, so it's still handicap accessible. But now fans can get up close and personal towards the bullpens.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
I think it's a fun way to watch, like fun view for the game, but also fun view to see the players warming up.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm glad. I know a lot of places are starting to add these social spaces, and I always like, you know, stadiums that give you that kind of bullpen access. So that's really cool. What about food? What do you like to eat at the ballpark? Do you bring your own food? Do you eat there? Are you a traditionalist, hot dog and whatnot, or do you like the fun things that ballparks have to offer, the fun creations?
I was raised on bringing my own food.
Uh-huh.
So I never really got much into stadium concessions, and for the most part that carries over to my travels as well.
Yeah.
But I also know that a lot of people travel, and during their travels, they don't always get the opportunity to, like, see some of, like, the actual restaurants and stuff that, like, Pittsburgh might be famous for. So in that case, what I'd recommend is Permane Brothers. I think that, you know, like, one of the store locations is better, but that's also because I've had it so many times that a local would know the difference.
Yeah.
But for those non-locals, I think the stadium location would be fine.
And what kind of food is that?
So it started in the shipping area of Pittsburgh. The truckers didn't have a lot of time to go eat, so they would go to this restaurant that put the sides on the sandwich. So you get thick Italian bread, your meat and cheese, but the fries and coleslaw would go on the sandwich.
Oh, crazy.
And that's kind of like the Pittsburgh specialty.
Oh, nice.
Kind of like Philly is cheesesteaks and Chicago's deep dish. Well, Pittsburgh, it's called Permane Brothers.
Oh, all right. And Permane Brothers is the restaurant, or is it the dish itself? Is that the only
place? It's the name of the restaurant.
Is that the only place that serves this? It's the name of the restaurant.
it's the only place that really has any sort of recognition.
Yeah.
So I know that sometimes I've recommended to people and they're like, oh yeah, the pizza was really good there. And I'm like, well, no, you need to get a sandwich there. I mean, I've had their pizza and wings before too. It's not that they're bad. It's the famous food is the sandwiches. It's like going to the Anchor Bar and ordering pizza at the Anchor Bar.
Yeah,
it's,
no, that's good to know. That's what we want to...
That's not quite what I'm recommending there.
Yeah. I remember when I went to PNC, this was 2003, but I think I had wings. That's what I had. So those wings weren't bad. But yeah, but I would want to have a local specialty at the ballpark because, or at least a ballpark specialty from that area. How about after the game or before the game? Are there any, is PNC a place where you can go to a spot before or after, or do you have to go to another neighborhood if you wanted to, you know, go to a sports bar or a restaurant?
There's plenty of options around the area. I know that some of the popular ones are Burgatory, Tequila Cowboy, McFadden's, but my personal favorite is Mike's Beer Bar, because Mike's Beer Bar has maybe like 75 or 80 different beers on tap and ciders and stuff, and they have even more cans and bottles. And no offense to like your run-of-the-mill, you know, Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light. These are a lot of like craft brews and stuff local to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. So, which again is what you want to have when you come through town, I think.
Yeah. And if you have like 80 different drafts and more cans and bottles on your menu, there's bound to be something for everybody there who likes to, you know, enjoy beer or cider or whatever type of alcohol it is. There's something for everyone there.
Now, speaking of before and after the game, I forgot to ask you, how do you get to the game usually? Do you drive? Do you take public transportation?
I usually drive.
And do you park across the river and walk across the bridge, or is there a better place to park?
Well, for the experience, that's what a lot of people like to recommend. And I've done that a few times before. And for definitely the tourist side of it, I love the idea of you're crossing the Roberto Clemente Bridge, one of the most famous pirates to ever wear the uniform. And just the idea of you see the stadium from the other side of the river as you're approaching it. I just love the views and beauty of it. But for me, I park on the same side of the river as the stadium. And I just use my one buddy's college campus parking pass.
Yeah,
and
there
just,
you go.
Borrow that.
I had a pass. Two seasons, I filmed high school football games. And I got this pass, and somewhere on the pass, it said ESPN on it. I don't know. I wasn't working for ESPN or anything, but it said ESPN on it. So then for like 7 years, I would go to A's games in the Coliseum and just flash that and get free parking in the parking lot. And they and you know, every once in a while there would be someone who would be like, I don't know about this. And I'd say, well, go ahead. I mean, if you want to call your manager, go ahead. And they'd be like, nah, never mind. And then they'd just let me go. And that stopped working post-pandemic. But I had a good run for a while.
But hey, use it while you can.
Yeah, right. So what is your favorite part of the ballpark? You mentioned the view. You mentioned the view is fantastic. Is there anything else that you love the most about that ballpark other than the view from the seats?
I briefly did touch on this a while ago. This wouldn't necessarily be like where you'd actually watch the game from, but there is an area called the Riverwalk. It's along the right field concourse. And like the name Riverwalk implies, you got the stadium on one side and the river on the other side. There is part of the stadium that they call the Riverwalk, and then there's also part that is outside the stadium that you're so close you can actually dip your hand in the water if you wanted to. That isn't exactly part of the stadium, but you know, they're both called the Riverwalk.
And so which one are
they
you talking
both exist.
About? Which one do you like for the your, most?
For your question, I'm going to say the one inside the stadium.
Okay.
Because the one that's outside is technically not part of the stadium.
Sure.
But also during the COVID year when fans weren't allowed inside, I went to a couple games on the outside one and was just hoping to catch a home run that went into the river.
Yeah, nice.
Didn't work, but I tried.
My last question is, if someone was coming through town for the weekend and they only had the chance to see one game, either Friday night, Saturday, I don't know whether you guys do Saturday night games or Saturday day games in Pittsburgh, or a Sunday afternoon game, what would you recommend seeing at PNC Park?
My best recommendation, depending on the promotional schedule, would be Friday night fireworks.
Oh, okay.
Now, the reason I'm going to recommend that is because the fireworks are shot off from a barge on the river.
Oh, cool.
So when the sun goes down the fireworks light up, you can see the reflection of the fireworks on the buildings in the backdrop and on the river.
Oh, nice.
So I've been to fireworks night in Cleveland, Miami, Minnesota, Seattle, and every stadium does a pretty good job with fireworks. Some are better than others, but what I specifically love about Pittsburgh's is just how it pairs with the rest of the surroundings.
Yeah.
With the river and the buildings, it adds an element to the fireworks show to me and why I'd put it a step above the others.
You know, speaking of fireworks, this reminds me, because I was going to ask you this. When I went to Pittsburgh, it was a fireworks night, and we didn't stay in the stadium. I actually was taken by someone up to, like, the top of a hill or a mountain. Would there be a space?
Yes, Mount Washington.
Mount Washington? And you can
the
see
name
fireworks
of the hill
from
is
there?
Mount Washington.
Yeah, you can see fireworks.
Yeah, there's two parts on Mount Washington that specifically have overlooks available. There's the West End overlook, but just different places on the top of that mountain where there have been a few times where it was fireworks night, and I listened to the game on the radio, and after the game ended, look, there's the fireworks from down on the river.
Oh, cool. Cool. I'm glad you knew what I was talking about right off the bat, so that's great. Well, thank you very much for talking with me. It's been really nice talking about PNC, which is, you know, aside from one of my local parks, Oracle, probably one of my top couple ballparks in the country. It's a beautiful, beautiful park. So I think you're very lucky to have that as your local park.
Well, thank you very much. It's definitely a place that I'm, you know, particularly proud of, even if the team performance is disappointing at times. It's something where I can always enjoy a game.
Couple final thoughts about Pittsburgh and PNC Park before we end the show. First, I wanted to mention a couple other food items you can get at the ballpark. You can get fried cheese curds at section 127 and 146. You can get local favorite Caliente pizza, which serves up giant Sicilian slices, and also Mrs. T's topped pierogies at section 142. Or you can just hang out and find something to eat by the Riverwalk. And finally, as I mentioned before, for those true ballpark historians, while you are in town, head on over to the University of Pittsburgh's Hillman Library, located in Posvar Hall, P-O-S-V-A-R, Posvar Hall. Check out Home Plate from the old Forbes Field. Actually, the plate resides approximately 15 feet from its historical location. If it was in the proper GPS location, it would reside in one of the women's restroom stalls. A section of the outfield wall from right center field, marked 436 feet, still stands near the Cathedral of Learning, ivy included. Another section of the wall, marked 457 feet, stands nearby. So, with PNC Park checked off the list, I left Pittsburgh, headed for Queens, and by the end of the day, I had ended my journey in Astoria, New York, having visited 5 baseball stadiums on my trip. Kauffman Stadium, the old Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Wrigley Field, Great American Ballpark, and PNC Park. But now, I was in New York, ready for a new chapter of my life, and ready to hit some brand new ballparks. We'll talk about all those ballparks in the weeks ahead. Until then, thank you for listening to Ballpark Road Trip, This is Jacob Russell Snyder saying, we'll talk about all those ballparks in the weeks ahead.
Thank you for listening to Ballpark Road Trip. If you like what you hear, feel free to follow the show on Instagram at Tours with Jacob. If you would like to get in touch with the show, you can send us a message on Instagram or feel free to email us at tourswithjacob@gmail.com. We'd love to hear any recommendations you have for your home ballpark. You can send us an audio recording by using your voice memo app on your smartphone and emailing it to tourswithjacob@gmail.com. Please keep your suggestions and recommendations to a minute or less, but feel free to send as many as you'd like. We'll make sure to get them on the show at some point. Thanks for listening. See you next time.